It is another set of season previews. It is Neil Atkinson and first up, it's Alan Wares to talk about Brighton and Hove Albion with their sort of look ahead to the season. And so far, Alan, it's been not quite what I expected from Brighton. If I'm being really honest with you, and maybe you'll say, ah, well, you never know. By the time I'm speaking to you now, I would have expected that Brighton had a new shiny centre forward who was going to come in and solve all of the goal scoring problems from last season. There have been a couple of moves. Mwepu in the middle of the park. Sherpin, who looks like he'll be a cover goalkeeper. But what there isn't is what I thought there'd be, which is a man to convert those chances. Are you surprised as well?
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen someone come in to challenge for the current people. As I've said many times on the Anfield Wrap, and thank you for having me back on. Neil Maupay and Zakiri and Trossard are people who know that when they're on form, they can do it, and they can be as good as anyone. It's just when you see how profligate they can be in front of goal,
yep,
that it's frustrating because you know that they are better. Now, obviously, Graham Potter gets to see them day in, day out, and he knows what they can do, and I'm sure that what they can do in training is extraordinary. But, yeah, you'd like to, especially now that Danny Welbeck's picked up yet another injury, I wouldn't be surprised if, it's not necessarily centre-forward, I think it is more sort of attacking options.
Yep.
So look out for attacking midfielders, because if nothing else, it's midfield from where we had a paucity of goals as well. Maupay did chip in with a few. It could have done with a few more. Trossard could have done a lot better in his goals return. Danny Welbeck didn't do too badly considering he was a sick note through the season. But I think that and defenders stood up and did their bit. But I think that he wants to see goals not just from the centre forwards. I think he wants to see them from everywhere. And with the couple of acquisitions we've got, hopefully a couple of the coming bumping down a pipeline now, that we'll get something that we're after. But yes, it would have been nice to have had, as you say, a shiny centre forward to at the very least challenge those who are there currently to buck their ideas up. So with that in mind, Neil, I'll say, have you got your boots ready, mate?